Well, my thinking about that digital stuff is, you know, you have to, some of the digital repeaters, you have to register to use them. And I think what that's leading up to is you're going to have to pay to use them sooner or later. And that's going to let the wind out of a lot of people's sails, over.
That is in that light, but you may be onto something there. And that'll put a dent in a lot of things if they start charging to use a digital repeater. Maybe the old stuff will go back to analog then. I don't know. But anyway, you know, it's good that we have so many different digital. You enjoy that? You have at it. Go for it. Because there's a lot of it out there. If you want to do, you know, just phone, you can do that. Or, you know, with an analog radio. And, you know, I heard a guy check in on a sideband net tonight. He was on a, he was on a Collins, an old Collins rig. And that thing sounded just, oh gosh, it was beautiful. Beautiful audio and did not drift or anything. So he must have had it turned on for a little while, let it warm up and all of that. But, you know, some of the older stuff, you can't beat it. And but the newer stuff, a lot of the newer stuff, you know, it'd be hard to replace with it, too. I don't have any of the new stuff, or real new stuff. None of my radios have waterfalls. I do have the capability of hooking up my radio to my computer to where I'll have a waterfall and all of that, but I choose not to do that. I like turning knobs and pushing buttons.
KA2XQ with KI4DOS. Yeah, I like turning the knobs and pushing the buttons myself. And not too long ago, I had too many buttons to push, and I couldn't keep track of what I was doing. I remember one time when I had my 911 console up and running. I reached over, and it was during a storm warning. I reached over and I hit two buttons at the same time, and when I did, that put my UHF and VHF radios online at the same time. That burned out the, the interface where you hooked your two radios to one antenna. It fried that sucker. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with that for a couple days. And then I finally realized what I had done and wiped out that interface over.
That happened, but, you know, that's going to happen from time to time. I've got a newer transceiver, HF transceiver. Since I was over at your house, I still got my 2000 and still got my 840, but I got me a Yaesu FT990. And it's a nice radio, but it doesn't have any menus. You do everything from the front panel, you know, you can adjust filters and everything from the front, and it's really nice. I enjoy it. I really enjoy it more than I do the 2000, because 2000, I've hit it a couple of times and, you know, bumped the wrong button at the wrong time, and then, yeah, I don't have where I went, but I had to, it took me forever to get back to where I wanted to be. So, it's all good, you know, as long as we enjoy our hobby, right?
Sure. But the good thing about making your radio smoke by yourself is you can see where the smoke came from out of the radio, and sometimes you can go right to that spot and fix it. Over.
Then I try not to let the magic smoke out too many times. Sometimes that gets real expensive, and it doesn't take but just a heartbeat for it to get that way. I was calling the net this net, oh gosh, it's been a long time ago now. I hadn't had my license long, and I had a little mobile unit that I was calling the net on. And a fella hollered at me and told me, he says, "Oh, your signal just went down." And I kept calling the net. I finished calling the whole net, and the next day I was off, and I got to checking the radio out, and I had burnt my finals out, and I called the net off the drivers.
Okay. Well, I can imagine that happening. Anyway, I wish the radio I've got now had 6146s in it, because I trust them more than I trust the transistorized radios. Over.
You could abuse them a little more than you can abuse the transistor.
That's affirmative. And I can remember one time when I first got my license, probably hadn't had it more than 2 weeks, and I had a old wooden desk with my transmitter on it, and I tipped my Morse code key, which came from Radio Shack store, you know, El Cheapo one, and I screwed it to the top of that desk. The only problem was I leaned over one day and laid my arm on that tier, where a big old hole in my arm over.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we tell people now, you know, don't be afraid of the microphone, it won't bite you, but that ain't always been the case.
I saw a real good one time. It wasn't with a radio, it was a group of musicians playing in a club, and I don't know what the guy did. I think he had a drink in his hand. And he set the drink down, and then he grabbed the microphone off the microphone stand, and his hand was wet from the drink glass. Boy, it knocked him backwards. Funniest thing you've ever seen, over.
AOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With A2AXQ, Mr. Ken. Yeah, that would be funny to see, Ken, yeah, as long as it wasn't happening to us. Yeah, if I'm sitting out there in the audience and see it, I would think it was funny. But if I was up on stage and reached over and grabbed the microphone stand and it knocked me backwards, I wouldn't think it was funny at all.
That's for sure. Well, I can see it's heading towards bewitching hour. I got about 12 minutes after 10, so I'm going to let you go so you get some sleep early tonight, I guess. And it's been a pleasure talking with you, Gary. And we'll have to get together and do some coffee. By the way, they're building I won't say the whole restaurant in Bickens, and it's supposed to be open, I think, the first of the next month. And we can go down there and have us a whole bunch of coffee, over.
You could do that. Well, I sure could. But you do know there's a coffee shop not far from your house over there on the corner of Railroad Street. I think it's Railroad Street. Over there, and I've got to go over there in the next couple of days and pick something up. But they've got some. You go in there, man. They got all them coffee beans and things out there, and they, you know, got the Brewmasters and stuff back there, you know. And goodness gracious, I may have to go in there and try to get me a cup of their coffee and see what it tastes like.
I know the place you're talking about. They have a lot of bees around there. And I don't mean the bad word bees, the bugs. But yeah, we'll get out there one day and we'll get us a bunch of coffee, over.
Sounds good to me. Next time I'm headed over there, I'm going to be headed over there in the next couple of days. It may be Monday, maybe Thursday. may try to get over there before then. If I do, I'll give you a holler and run by.
Gary, my door's always open to you. Come by any time you want to. In fact, my door's on the property. We're decent, clean people, and we enjoy sitting around and talking over coffee, a cup of coffee or a pot of coffee or whatever it takes. So, but I'll let you go now, Gary, and we'll talk to you probably Wednesday night. KI4DOS, KA2AXQ, back to net control.
Look forward to it, and you take care in the meantime, and like I said, when I head over that way, I'll give you a holler, and if you're home, I'll come by and see you for a few minutes. If I don't talk to you again before then, I'll talk to you Wednesday night, hopefully, and you tell the missus we said hello and all the grandchildren, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, Ken. We'll do it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS. Going for comments. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Good enough, folks. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll go from there.
India 4, Delta, Oscar, Sierra. This is Kilo India 4, Whiskey, Victor, Charlie, trying to get in on the net.
Again?
4, Whiskey, Victor, Charlie, Robbie, and Spartanburg.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4WVC, Mr. Robbie over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robbie. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night. Net starts at 9 o'clock, different net controller each night. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight and got you on the log. Anyone else or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Go submit my net report. There you have it. Had a grand total of 57 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Ariel, I believe, will be calling in the NY4G. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.